you are hitting delete on all the successes and failures of the past. You're reaching forward and you're receiving new grace from the Lord to gain traction in your prayer life. This is fantastic. Thousands of believers are doing this with you. Entire churches are going through this prayer reset together. We're rebuilding our foundations. We're putting building blocks in place so that we can cultivate a consistent prayer life. You don't have to do it in a group. You can do it all by yourself, either way. Please let us know how we can help you. Give us feedback on how we can make this prayer reset even stronger. Tell us about your experiences. We would love to hear your feedback. Point your friends toward this as well. Go on to social media, tell somebody that you're doing a prayer reset, and use the hashtag prayer reset. I want to encourage you, don't be casual about this. Set aside the next 20 days and resolve in your heart to pray for 20 minutes a day for the next 20 consecutive days. Muscle your calendar down. Let's do this thing and let's give our reset the best chance we can to really get rooted in our lives. I'd like to remind you of the promise of Jesus, who said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. May Jesus give you the thrill of answered prayer. Heavenly Father, I am asking that you would bless every person taking this prayer reset. May this be a new start in the Holy Spirit, and may it be the beginning of a lifetime of delight in the intimate fellowship we have with you through the Holy Spirit in prayer. I bless every reset person that's taking this now. Bless them, I pray, with strength and life in the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
Greetings and blessings, family and friends of Bartimaeus Baptist Temple. That was Bob Sorge, a longtime friend of our church, talking about his new book named simply Reset and subtitled 20 Ways to a Consistent Prayer Life, where Bob leads us into a deeper relationship with our awesome Lord and Savior by helping us create a healthy new habit to pray more consistently in the future, starting now. So, as we are basking in the afterglow of another blessed homecoming, what better way to boldly approach our future, both individually and collectively, than to pray more consistently, right? Speaking of which, let's go to today's scripture. It is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. Whomever is doing the honors, would you please change that slide? Thank you. It reads, pray without ceasing. Pretty straightforward. For those of you who struggle with Bible memorization, that's a good one to start with, right? But perhaps other translations can perhaps share some light. We often do that consult another translation. Why not the King James? So change the slide, please. And it reads, pray without ceasing. Wow, okay. Same thing. But let's not stop there. Let's look at one other version. Change the slide. You should have the New International Version. The NIV reads, pray continually, even easy to remember. But seriously, let's look at one more version. This is from a translation entitled The Message, which is overall more of a paraphrase, so it's not necessarily the best primary Bible study Bible version, but it's always good to consult it if you want, you know, more words, because they usually do, and this does not disappoint. So change the slide. This should be from The Message. Be cheerful, no matter what. Pray all the time. Four words. And I'm just going to go a little bit further. Thank God, no matter what happens. This is the way God wants you to belong to Christ Jesus to live. Now, granted, this version is more of a paraphrase. Nevertheless, it simply isn't, in my humble opinion, giving me the answer exactly how am I supposed to achieve that lofty goal. Now that's where Bob's book comes in. So if you would, let's change that slide and look at some of the ways that he suggests getting us started. Bob offers some invaluable suggestions on how to build a stronger prayer life, including number one, make a commitment. He is suggesting 20 minutes, 20 days, hoping that he's going to help us build better habits, right? And it's a good way to get started. I'm on day 18, and I just realized I didn't do my Bible study day. Shame on me. But suffice to say, for the first 18 days, I was pretty consistent. So not to give up hope, but to press forward, right, towards the goal to build a better prayer life. So we're on our way, and we certainly are a work in progress. Amen. So let's go ahead and change that slide. And this one should read number two, set a time and a place. Now, this is different for everybody, right? Everybody has busy, busy schedules. But there's probably morning people and there's probably evening people. And whatever time, again, because you're trying to build consistency, not necessarily doing it at different times, but trying to, and you know, I understand things come up, but setting a time and a place is going to help you be more consistent, which is the goal. Amen. All right, now let's change that slide. Number three, take notes, write it down. When you are reading, things are going to speak to you. The Lord is speaking to you through His Word. Hopefully, you're not just reading just to get through it, but you're building a relationship with the Lord through His Word. Now, something I've found that works really neat for me is it's an app. Don't we all have smartphones now? It's called Mobile Knee. The picture is on the next slide, but rather than go there, in fact, go ahead, pull that up if you would. I don't have a change slide thing. That'd be great. That is what it looks like. It is free in the App Store. It helps you take notes, write down verses, keep a journal. I use it consistently now. It's very difficult for me to write now, physically to write and even to type. but it's perfect, perfect for me to do everything that I need to do as part of my Bible study and keep track of it. So peeps, please do not miss this golden opportunity to truly transform your cell phone from a weapon of mass distraction into a secret weapon of mass devotion. Amen. Let's redirect those months or years that Facebook has devoured into fruitful moments of building intimacy with our Heavenly Father. Amen. So, okay, as we wrap this up, let's change one more slide. Because just as a takeaway from today's study, if you are still skeptical that this is really going to help, let me share one last idea, a technique that Bob calls pray read. Hashtag pray read. He might have even talked about it in the intro. It's for peeps like me who just cannot seem to find the right words. Where can you find the words? I got a great idea. Let's find the words in the Word. What you're doing is you're taking God's Word and you're praying it back to Him. Amen? Let's try it out with my favorite Psalm, Psalm 23. And I've put it up there just to give you an idea of how you are going to rather easily be able to adapt. Any psalm, any prayer in the Bible, if you're having trouble, if you're struggling with what you want to say, that's a good place to start, amen. So let's just end with this. Psalm 23, Lord, You are my shepherd. I shall not want. You maketh me to lie down in green pastures. You leadeth me beside the still waters. You restoreth my soul. You leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. For your name's sake, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You, Lord, anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in your house forever, Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, my prayer today is for these fine folks, that they are able to use whatever tools you have made available to them to do the thing that I think you most want us to do, is just to hang out with you and spend more time praying and reading the Word. Pray, read the Word. Pray the Word. Read the Word. Do it consistently, Lord. That's what we're praying, that you build within us a desire, a thirst, that we're going to think, wow, if we miss a Bible study, we're going to feel it. Because I think that's what you're wanting for all of us. I know you want it for me, and I'm working on it. And be patient with me and be patient with us, Lord, as we draw closer to you. For your glory, in the name of Jesus. Amen.